Many people hear the same thing at every doctor's checkup. Lose weight, exercise more, stop smoking. But what if your doctor didn't tell you what to do and instead listened more? It is a growing trend in medicine, and it's called motivational interviewing. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
On many a Friday, Dr. Joji Suzuki goes trolling through the medical wards of Brigham and Women's Hospital with students in tow, looking for smokers. One recent Friday, he found Thrasher West, a patient who'd had trouble breathing but now was about to go home, where a tempting half a pack of cigarettes awaited her. Dragging in the smoke, blowing it out, smoking feels good to her, West told the doctor. But then she feels bad.
Damn, why'd I do that? You know, because it's not good for me. It's bad for my health. I'll give it up, you know, when I finish the pack.
Suzuki, who's the hospital's director of addiction psychiatry, didn't lecture her about the risks of smoking. He didn't suggest nicotine patches or pills or any other aids for quitting. He just mainly listened and echoed what she said and drew her out. For example, about the time she quit for 5 years.
But something happened and you made a decision to stop.
I remember my son Decatur talking to me. He said, "Mommy, please stop smoking. Please stop smoking." You know,
and they're pleading with you.
He had tears in his eyes, and he's my baby. That's my baby boy. And I'm like, "What be here?" He said, "If you keep smoking, no, you won't."
They love their mama so much; they don't want to lose her.
The conversation only lasted a few minutes, but by the end, West said she badly wanted to stop smoking and asked for a prescription for nicotine patches. She had just experienced the subtle power of a method that's increasingly popular in medicine, motivational interviewing, or MI. Dr. Alan Zukoff of the University of Pittsburgh is a national leader in the field.
The big shift in the practice of MI for most practitioners is that you go from telling patients why they should change or how they could change to drawing out from the patient their own ideas about why change would be beneficial to them and about how they might be able to do it.
Suzuki says for both doctor and patient, motivational interviewing just feels different. The first time it clicked for him,
I felt so much more helpful. We weren't butting heads. The analogy that people often use is that instead of wrestling, it's like dancing.
Motivational interviewing goes back decades in the field of addiction counseling. But in medicine more broadly, it's been really taking off in the last few years. Hundreds of studies have been published on using it in healthcare, from helping overweight kids lose weight to helping people with diabetes control their blood sugar, from cutting the risk of heart disease to even helping women who've had abortions use birth control better. And it can work fast, in minutes. Alan Zukoff.
MI has been done in emergency rooms. Literally where the physician is stitching up the patient and at the same time having a five-minute conversation about seatbelt use or about alcohol use.
At Brigham and Women's Hospital, Thrasher West said she liked talking to Suzuki because people don't like being told what to do.
This was different because he was listening to me and he was hearing what I had to say.
So did it work? Well, that was Friday. The next Tuesday, West said she just smoked her first cigarette since getting home, a reaction to the pain and stress of kidney dialysis. Suzuki knows better than to expect instant miracles.
Now, it doesn't mean she's going to walk off into the sunset, a non-smoker, and she's never going to smoke again. I have no expectations about that. But it's a clear demonstration that, you know, we can have a big influence on patient motivation in these very brief encounters.
At Partners Healthcare, Boston's biggest hospital system, Suzuki used to be the only motivational interviewing trainer. But these days, he says, the demand is so great, it takes 4 or 5 trainers to meet it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.